Hello there.
Good afternoon, Linda. And as you said, we're very, very happy to have Doc here with us this afternoon. Doc, hope you're doing well. You're looking forward to the 10th Annual Merle Fest, I'm sure.
With anticipation a little bit of and a little stage fright.
I bet. It's,
and I've been in the business a long time, but when I get at a distance facing a thing like this, I still get stage fright. But once I get started, I'm fine.
Well, you know, it's probably a lot like the fundraiser week for us. This is probably the hardest week that you have to work all year with being in a lot of different stages and a lot of different musical genres. Of course, so we're talking about how far the Merle Watson Festival has come. We were talking a little bit before we came on here about I picked up the old-time music at Clarence Ashley's record back when I was about 15 years old, the very first bluegrass record I ever got, and I really, really loved that record. Tell us a little bit about what it was like growing up and playing with Tom Ashley and Clint and Fred Price and all those folks.
Well, I didn't get started playing with Tom and Fred and Clint till after I was married. I'd been married a long time. I learned to play guitar from listening to old 78 records and the radio, of course, when it came along. But Tom Clarence Ashley, I'd played a little bit with him at some land sale music, you know, where they sell lots and whatnot. And when Gene Earle and Ralph Rensler came down looking for Clarence Ashley, he told them the boys about me. Ralph is the fellow who's instrumental in getting me started. In other words, he's to blame for me pestering you folks. But I enjoyed playing music with Tom and Clint and Fred. Took me back to the good old roots, you know. I played music in the 50s with a local dance band, rockabilly stuff. Mm-hmm. Have to include all of that.
Now, you were talking to Jack earlier here. Jack Lawrence is here with Doc. About maybe doing one from that earlier period. What you want to play for us?
I'd like to do the old Way Downtown. This is one of the songs featured on the old time music of Clarence Ashley's. Incidentally, I'm going to put a little plug in for that. That's been reissued by the Folkways thing at Smithsonian. Mm-hmm. You can get that on CD now if you want it. Way downtown, fooling around, took me to the jail. Oh, me and so my ain't no one to go my bail. It was late last night when old Willie came home. Heard hammer rapping on the door. He is a slipping and a sliding with his new shoes on. Mama said, Willie, don't you rap no more. Way downtown, fooling around, took me to the jail. Oh, me and it's all my, ain't no one to go my bail. Get her, Jack. Just that young blood on that old time stuff. I wish I was over at my sweet Sally's house, sitting in my big armchair. One arm around this old guitar, and the other one around my dear. Way downtown, fooling around, took me to the jail. Oh, me and his old my, ain't no one to go my bail. One old shirt is about all I've got, and a dollar is all that I crave. I brought nothing with me into this old world, and I'll take nothing to my grave. Way downtown, fooling around, took me to the jail. Oh, me and his old my, ain't no one to go my bail. Let's pick it together, son. downtown fooling around. Took me to the jail. Oh, me and his old my, ain't no one to go my bail.
Doc Watson and Jack Lawrence live on the Crossroads. If you enjoyed that, give us a call with your support for public radio. Find out more about those tickets to the 10th annual Merle Watson Memorial Festival, 800-245-8870, I should say. Doc, going from that period of time, I was looking at the cover here to the Ballads from Deep Gap album, the Doc and Merle Watson. How old was Merle when he started touring and recording with you?
The first trip Merle did with me was to the Berkeley Folk Festival in 1964. Oh, incidentally, I was on the road that spring, and my friend Ralph Lindsley called me and said, "Doc, I got some good news for you." I said, "What's that?" He said, "Merle has started playing the guitar." Excuse me. I didn't even know he was interested in the guitar, and he decides he makes a wish, birthday wish, the year before that he hoped he could be playing the guitar by the next year. Oh, well, the birthday before that, Easter, his mama, Little Rosalie, started him on the guitar, and when I got back home, he was playing a bunch of things. And at the end of June, he went with me to the Berkeley Folk Festival and played backup on everything I did on the stage out there. And I asked him, "Son, how did you feel in front of 12,000 people?" And he said, "I wanted to run."
I know the feeling. So he was, how old he would have been, about 18?
Merle was 15.
15, okay,
yes.
even earlier than I thought. Really, really enjoyed the older stuff, the Ballads from Deep Gap and some of the Doc and Merle on stage stuff. And of course, I know you have a great touch with some of the more lighthearted songs, the comedy songs, and Hold the Wood Pile Down, some of the stuff like that. I always really enjoyed that kind of stuff. And of course, you're here playing with your good friend and partner in music, Mr. Jack Lawrence. Jack, thanks so much for coming in today.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to have you and Doc here this afternoon. And it's about a minute and a half or so past 1 o'clock. It's WNCW Spindale. Got to do that so the FCC doesn't come in and say something mean to us. But we'd love to hear a couple more from you. What about one maybe from your album, Jack?
Lean over there and plug that CD, son.
All right. I've got a brand new CD. It's been out, just about a week now, not quite a week. And Doc's helping me out on it. And I got all the guys from Chesapeake, Mike Aldridge, Moody Klein, and Jimmy Goodrow, Michael Coleman, they all helped me out on it. Really pleased with it. Those guys did a great job. And I guess we're going to do maybe an instrumental from that called 10 Miles to Deep Gap.
Okay, I've heard that one a lot in concert.
If I can get my old rusty fingers to work so early in the day.
Thank you.
Jack Lawrence and Doc Watson live on the Crossroads. Give us a call if you enjoyed that as much as I did. You're just about bouncing around the room right now. 800-245-8870 is the telephone number. The 10th annual Merle Fest is coming up at the end of this month. Doc, did you ever think the Merle Fest would go so far?
I don't really think, I don't think anybody thought it would ever grow to what it is. The way it started, my good friend B. Towns and the late Bill Young came up to our house the fall of 87 and asked me if I would be willing to do a concert to put in a small memorial garden in memory of our son, the late Merle Watson. And I said, sure. And we talked a few minutes about it, and my wife Rosalie and my daughter Nancy said, why don't you hold it over till spring? I don't remember which one of them suggested it at first. Said, why don't you hold it over till spring and do a 1 or 2 day festival so all of Merle's friends can come. And it grew from that. Our first stage was a flatbed truck. I think maybe a couple of them backed up together out on the ground down there. And we had to do two shows. Each act had to do a show at the Walker Center and then run down the hill or ride down in somebody's vehicle and do another one on that little outdoor stage. I think B. May can correct me on this. I think we had about 5,000 people there the first year. And it grew from that. They decided they'd do one more. And they said, hey, no, we got to do this annually. It's too big.
And the rest, as they say, is history. One of the things I enjoyed about going up to the Watson Festival, not necessarily a performance note, but just you'll see a golf cart go by and you'll see Emmy Lou in it or Norman Blake or something. They're running off around the campus to yet another set to play. And one of the greatest things about the Watson Festival that sets it apart to me from so many of the more bluegrass-oriented festivals is the wonderful diversity of stuff, everything from Cephas and Wiggins to the folks at the traditional music tent, Alice Girard and folks at the Old Time Herald bring some real treasures out of the woodwork for that. Folks who aren't professional musicians, you know, but are great musicians nonetheless. And Alice goes and hunts those folks out, and you get to hear some of the real, real old-time stuff at the Old Time Tent. That was actually just about my favorite stage up at the Watson Festival. Fine time had there. I remember seeing a set in that tent with you and Clint Howard one afternoon. I was sitting about I was actually sitting closer to you than I am now, so I was about 3 feet away, and boy, I sure did enjoy that.
As the old timers say, if the good Lord willing, we'll do another one this time, and if Clint and his son Clarence and Fred Price's son Kenneth can make it, we'll probably do an old time set on the main stage on Thursday night.
Great, folks should head up for that. I love your later stuff, but I've got to just, it seems like I just have a special place in my heart for that old time stuff. I was playing the Songs from the Southern Mountain CD the other day, playing When the Roll Is Called Up Yonder. My mom always told me that her father always sang that song back up behind the mule when he was out plowing in the fields in Arkansas when she was growing up. She remembered him playing that song. So every time I play that, I kind of think of that, that real down home, good old gospel image. The Merle Watson Festival is the last weekend of this month. We have some autographed CDs by Jack Lawrence as well for your pledge of support to WNCW at 800-245-8870. Give us a call. Could we talk you guys into playing one more maybe?
Well, I'd like to say first, folks, you won't be disappointed in that CD. I have one at home, and not because I play on a couple of tunes on it, but because it's very well done, and Jack outdoes himself singing.
Thank you.
Jack, I'd like to do one. We haven't done this in a while. You can kind of watch me on this. I want to do an old-timer here, a Tom Ashley tune. It's called Tough Luck Man. I'd call this a white blues. Every man gets some tough luck sometimes when he ain't got a nickel nor a dime. Lord, I hope I'll be lucky some old day. Hope I'll be lucky some old day. My little woman, she just don't care for me since she found out I'm broke as I can be. Lord, I hope I'll be lucky some old day. I hope I'll be lucky some old day. Gonna go to work on that new rail line. Every hour make a dollar and a dime. Lord, I hope I'll be lucky some old day. I hope I'll be lucky some old day. All right, Mr. Gallagher. Pick it, son. Let me hear that Martin over there. If I gamble and lose, I'll play fair. If I lose, let me lose, boys, I don't care. Lord, I hope I'll be lucky some old day. Hope I'll be lucky some old day. Gonna see you when your troubles are like mine. When you ain't got a nickel nor a dime. Lord, I hope I'll be lucky some old day. Hope I'll be lucky some old day. Hope I'll be lucky some old day.
Doc Wesson and Jack Lawrence here on the Crossroads. Doc, I've seen you a bunch of times, but I've never seen you do that song. That was very, very special. Thank you so much.
I'm going to do a little another record plug here. That's on an album called Portrait, and it's still available on Sugar Hill.
And that was sure fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, got to like that stuff, like the blues, like all that stuff. Doc Wesson and Jack Lawrence here on the Crossroads, and you've got quite a spate of people coming in for the 10th Annual Merle Fest. Amy Lou is coming back this year. I know you're excited about that.
I may even sing one with Miss Amy Lou. Ain't no telling. If my throat holds out, as them Southern folks say, if my throat holds out, I may sing one with Miss Amy Lou.
We had the very, very fine opportunity to have her and her band come down and visit the Wrecking Ball Band a few months ago, and they're going to be performing some stuff from that record up at Merle Fest. A little bit different kind of stuff, but it is a great, great record. It's going to be a great, great time. Another one of my big favorites coming up to Merle Fest once again after he knocked him dead the first time he was up there is Get Steel Master Junior Brown. What you think about him, Doc?
Well, I enjoy his music. I sure enjoyed having him on the Dockabilly album. Mm-hmm. He picked Mighty Pretty Steel on there.
Yeah. A very, very fine player. The Merle Fest is coming up real, real soon. We had some passes for that. I'm not sure if we still do or not. We're going to go back down to Pledge Central here. Give us a call at 800-245-8870. Doc, give our love to your lovely wife, Rosa. I hope she's doing well.
You better call her Rosalie.
Rosalie, okay. I'll do it. I hope she is doing well. Thanks once again for coming down here and helping us out during our fundraiser. We sure do appreciate it. Our doors are open anytime, and we'd love to have you come down and visit us whenever you can.
Thank you, my friend. I've enjoyed being here.
Great.